There's been a lot of conversation this year about immigration, and there's a new book that deals with it in a different way. It's a novel. It's called Amy's Story, and it's written by an immigrant, an Italian immigrant, actually, who is currently a visual culture and film studies professor at Georgetown University. Anna Lawton is on the line with us right now. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I appreciate you joining us. Tell us about Amy's Story.
Okay, well, it is a novel, so it's first of all a great love story, but not only that, it is also a story of immigration, and all this unfolds on the background of American history of the past 40 years, with flashbacks to an Italian setting, an 18th century villa in one of Italy's wine-making regions. But however, this is a contemporary story, and the novel takes a realistic look at our society today and attempts to make sense of the problems we're facing.
In a small way, this novel reminds me a little bit of the movie Forrest Gump, in that not characters or situations or anything, but you use the backdrop of historical events of the 20th century to tell the story of the characters here.
Yes, and they ask me often whether this is a autobiographical novel, and they say no, you know, because it resembles to specific periods in my life, but the novel is not autobiographic, it's fiction. And having said that, you know, I must add that a good novel is inevitably the expression of the author's personality. So my upbringing in Italy is a major component of who I am, but also my experience here in the United States after I came to this country.
In a way, it's a story within a story, too, because the character of Amy is actually editing her friend's memoirs, which figures prominently into the story.
That's right. In fact, the novel has a theme. And Amy's story is the main frame of the novel, which contains the manuscript, the Stella story, which is the main body. The structure is a little convoluted, it has a purpose. The frame defines the end of an era and the beginning of an uncertain future. And it also gives dynamism to the narrative and generates curiosity in the reader that feels compelled to keep reading in order to discover in which way the beginning connects to the end.
You've written scholarly textbooks and essays. This is your first work of fiction. Was it difficult to transition, or did you kind of have fun and take off with the creative license that you were given?
Actually, it's not my first novel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wrote another one in Italian, and it's being translated now into English. It's called Family Album. You know, it's different. There is a big difference between these two modes of writing. Scholarly writing is more scientific, so to speak, and fiction allows for free flow of ideas, a good deal of imagination. But in my last scholarly book, which was on Russian cinema, I inserted a few fictional vignettes, and this was a very unorthodox thing to do in academia. I thought it would stir a wave of disapproval. Instead, the book won a prestigious award, and more importantly, it made me realize that I could write fiction, and that this was what I wanted to do.
Why immigration? Why was that the subject that you wanted to cover in this novel?
Well, because of my own experience, I guess. I came to the U.S. as the result of a romance with a young American who later became my husband. And we were both students at the time. So my story is not that of the typical immigrant, because I came to the U.S. not by necessity, but by choice. My family was quite well off, and I grew up in a comfortable middle-class environment surrounded by art in all its forms. My grandfather was a photography artist. My father was a musician, actor, and stage director. My mother was an actress and a painter, and I love books. And as soon as I learned how to read at age six, I also began to write impressions, thoughts, little stories, and eventually literature became my profession. And so I first as a university professor and then as a writer. But I can sympathize with the difficulties other immigrants encounter. Although I was not in a disadvantaged condition when I arrived, it wasn't easy at the beginning.
Well, yeah, most of us, Anna, will never know what it's like to be an immigrant. So share that with us. What is it like?
Well, the worst challenge was a sense of displacement. My English was adequate, but far from perfect. And so I cannot say that I ever encountered discrimination, but I was certainly perceived as a foreigner. I felt I didn't belong. And that was nobody's fault, of course. It was a fact. Therefore, I did my best to assimilate. And in the end, I succeeded, and now I feel as comfortable here as I do in Italy. I go back often, twice a year, and Italy has remained my childhood home, so a place to visit when I feel like being pampered and having fun. But America is my home as an adult, where I can live my life and strive to realize my full potential.
The current administration, the new administration in Washington, wants to put a lot of restrictions on immigration right now. And obviously this doesn't stem from Italian immigrants like you. This is aimed more at Muslim countries. But nevertheless, as somebody who is an immigrant, how do you feel about what's going on with immigration and the conversation about immigration right now in this country?
Well, the confrontation has reached the level of frenzy where it's no longer possible to debate the issue in a rational way. When I started working on this novel 3 years ago, I didn't know that immigration would become, in a short time, such a hot issue, although it's always been controversial. I wasn't even conscious of writing an immigration novel because that was not my intention, but I guess a writer cannot escape her background.
Right.
It creeps up. In any way, this book is timely now because immigration issues are currently dividing us, and I hope it can elevate the conversation beyond the headlines. But if if we want to talk about the differences between immigration, let's say a century ago, the big waves of immigration, and the current situation, I think we can point to two elements. One is the illegal immigration, which is new. In those days, there was no illegal immigration. And the other one is terrorism, which also was not present. And therefore, today, there is a different attitude that has to do also with national security, if you want.
Do you ever regret your decision to immigrate to the U.S.?
No. No, I never did. As I said, it was difficult, but I felt that I had more opportunities here. In fact, I worked in academia. This was my career. I was a professor, and now I am retired. And then I ventured into the private sector, which was a new thing for me, but I was successful there. I founded a publishing house, New Academia Publishing, and this was 15 years ago. As soon as the new technology, permitted it, like the digital printing, print on demand, and so on and so forth. And so I guess that this country still offers a great amount of opportunity to everyone.
You said that Amy's story is not an autobiographical novel, but have you given consideration to writing your memoirs? Have you thought about writing your own story?
I don't think I am courageous enough to write an autobiography, because you have to, if you want to be, sincere and write a work of literature instead of simply a simple story, but you have to bare your soul on the page, and I'm not ready to do that. So I prefer to hide myself behind characters that may talk with my voice sometimes.
Makes perfectly good sense. And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much,
Paul.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye now.